It's nighttime, and the boy and the dog are looking at the frog. During the night, the frog escapes when the boy and the dog are asleep. In the morning, they look at the jar and find that the frog's not in it anymore. They both look everywhere for him and can't find him. Even the dog looks. The dog gets the jar stuck on his head, and I bet it's kind of heavy, and then he falls out the window, and he falls to the ground and breaks the jar. The boy jumps down and grabs the frog, and they set off looking for him. They call and look and call. The dog looks up in a tree. The boy looks down at the ground. The boy finds a rodent popping out of a hole, and the dog is still looking in the tree. And then a beehive breaks and falls down. And all the bees come out and think it's the dog's fault. And meanwhile, the boy is looking in a tree. And then the dog is running away from all the bees. And an owl pushes the boy off.
Oops. That's okay. Here. I can fix that for you. No problem.
Keep reading.
Oh no, hang on 1 second. Let's see how it feels. How's that? Okay?
The owl pushes the little boy off the tree, and the bees chase the dog. And then the boy climbs on a rock and calls for the frog. And then a deer pops up and carries him on his head. He runs to the cliff and then stops right at the edge of the cliff, hurdling the boy and the dog over it. The boy lands in the river and the dog lands on his head. And then they see a log. The boy tells the dog to be quiet. They both look over the log and find the frog, and they find the rest of the family too. They say goodbye to the frog family and take their frog home.